It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the next edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. This is March 23rd, 2020. And this is a part of... I'm going to be all rough here. Still trying to drive out of the store and I'm already recording a podcast. This is part of the... I think they're calling the dog days of quarantine or something like that. Even though I'm not being quarantined. But, hey, you know. So, I think the next one I thought about doing for topic was looking to the future and what I think the future might bring. Depending on how long this thing lasts, is kind of going to vary upon the whole how the future will play out. But I think one thing that will probably happen. I know, obviously, it sucks that there's so many restaurants will probably have to close or go bankrupt because of this whole thing. Hell, landlords could go bankrupt because if they're being flexible with their tenants, they could also go bankrupt in the whole process. So those two things kind of suck along. I don't want to look at the negative. Yes, there's a lot of negatives, but I think there's going to be a lot of positives too. One positive I think is that people will start to look at what are they making, what are they doing every day, and for food, and is it better to go out or is it better to just make your own? A little bit healthier. Probably a little bit cheaper, so on. I had a phone call there. So what else is going to look different? Well, I wonder if people will look at how they shop, like grocery shop. I know my local stores, I assume quite a few other chains as well, have moved to pretty much online shopping. You can still go to the grocery store yet. But, you know, how many more people are going to be looking at, dude, if I can just buy my groceries online, just go pick them up, that'd be awesome. Better yet, have them delivered to me. That saves me an hour or two a week. You know? Though that's something else that may change in the future. So I have read recently headlines. I didn't read the content, but I read the headline. But there are major chains that are complaining that they're not going to weather the storm. They're probably going bankrupt. If you really look at the picture they had of a store was a Macy's or something like that. Well, if you look at their business model versus what Walmart and Target and Best Buy and some of these other stores have gone to, that they're not meeting what customers want. Yeah, they'll probably go away. Good? Probably not. Or bad? Probably. But it was probably inevitable if they can't weather being like this. And I get it. It's a low volume, or it's a high volume, low, low profit type business. You only make your profit by selling more stuff. But, I think that is, if you want to call it filtering the wheat from the chaff. Ultimately, I think you have much stronger companies coming out of this, and they're going to have the business models that are going to enable them to move into the, at least next generation of buyers. um, Now, yes, we should probably help some of these businesses, because the more these businesses that die, the more jobs that are going to be, not back when the economy starts to bounce back. And that's a problem. I know airlines might look at things a little bit differently, potentially. I don't know. Probably not. They're major companies, but who knows? I bet the question of do you need to travel as much will be asked, though. Because right now, these companies are doing all these deals by phone and by web meetings and whatnot. Do you really need to have the skin-to-skin contact, so to speak? Or, you know what I'm talking about. Touching the skin, or I forgot. I don't know what I'm... You know what I'm trying to say. See people face-to-face. Face-to-face isn't always necessary to close a deal. Working from home, you're proving that people can work from home, potentially being productive. I hope people are being productive. And flexible work hours, hey, it's working, right? I bet that'll come out of this. The other thing I don't think people realize will probably come out of this is the negative as well. Because, yeah, it's awesome. You can work from home. Guess what? Your home computer gets a virus. You now infected the entire corporate network. That's not a good thing. There's going to be a lot of security issues, I think, that might come out of this. I think there's also an opportunity to where now that the horror, if you want to call it that, of people not in the main network, two-factor authentication might become a little more prevalent too. In fact, we were talking about that. We're like, well, right now is not the time to implement it if we had the ability to do it anyway. But sure as hell would be nice to have right about now. I think the economy will change. And this is not the topic that I wanted to go off of on this yet either. But I have about 2 minutes, so let's see if we can cover it. Where I really wanted to take this is I'm starting to look at what happens when you have a bunch of nerds sitting at home, trying to work from home, or hearing people bitch about XYZ issues when trying to work from home. Whole new companies, whole new industries are going to be created during this time frame. You're going to have new ways of doing things. People are going to... there's going to be new businesses being created. Yeah, there might be some more babies too, who knows. But that's not where I'm going with that particular point. But yeah, throw it out there. I really think there's going to be a whole new something coming out of this. There's someone in their basement now. There's someone, some team working together. There's some teenagers working together. I don't know. That are coming up with something new. Come up with the next Apple, the next Facebook, the next iPhone. I don't know. But what do you do when you're sitting at home and you don't, some jobs have laid people off? Well, all of a sudden you're forced to get creative. All of a sudden you're going to have to invent a new toy for your kids. I don't know what's going to come out of it, but there's going to be a whole lot new inventions and new businesses. I'm already yawning. I think that is going to be what comes out of this. Yeah, there's going to be some jobs that may not be there anymore. But just like any economy, when it kind of goes down the shitter, it comes out as a whole new blossom. whole new flower. And I really think that's what is going to come out of this in the end. So that's where I wanted to take this episode, and I got off in different paths, but I think the big is, like I said, it... Where there's going to be new stuff coming, and most people are not even going to realize it's happening yet. You got the creatives, and you got lots of new things coming. And I think that is where the positive and the hope to come out of this will happen. It'll be a different world when we come out of this, assuming it takes more than just a little bit. Come on, truck. There we go. And I think we'll be much better for it in the end. So think positive, be positive, spread cheer, have fun, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.